Hey y'all, this is Epiphany and welcome to Voice and Vine, a quiet space for the word to grow in you. Come and join me. So I want to jump right in to part two and just share with you a little bit about how Lexio Divina has already been fruitful in my life as God has me in the book of Psalms for the rest of the year. But first, I want to give you some scripture and remind us that 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 says, "All scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." In Hebrews 5, there's discussion about what I see as like the consequences of being spiritually immature, and even a call for spiritual remediation, or basically like a reset, in order for the children of God to go from milk to meat. And so spiritual growth and development is evidenced by not only a head knowledge, but a heart knowledge that we live out. And I would, you know, when I think about that, all I can think about is like fruit, right? Like, you know, it says in Matthew, you will know them by their fruit. And so Hebrews 5:14 says, "But solid food is for the mature, for those who have whose senses have been trained to distinguish between good and evil." And one of Paul's prayers to the saints at Philippi in Philippians 1:9-11, he says, "And I pray this, that your love will keep on growing in knowledge and every kind of discernment, so that you may approve the things that are superior and may be pure and blameless in the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." And I've said this before, you may have heard me say one of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 9:10, and it's short and sweet, and it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Now, speaking about the book of Proverbs, which, you know, we know is written by King Solomon, in 1 Kings 3:9, we see him asking God in a dream, basically for wisdom, not wealth or a long life, but he requested a discerning heart to help him lead the people of Israel effectively and fairly, justly, right? He understood the significance of divine insight. And so I'm sharing all of this, all these scriptures, to encourage you and encourage myself to continue seeking him and his righteousness, and to continue praying for discernment, right? And so I talked in part one about Lexio Divina and, you know, how I'm using this practice to take me through all 150 books or chapters of Psalms. Yeah, 150. And discernment is definitely something that I continue to pray for. And very early on, the Lord helped me distinguish between, or help me see, that human wisdom and knowledge is very different than he is. It doesn't even compare. It's not the same. And so I encourage you again, like I've done before, to read the book of Proverbs for yourself. He helped me see and understand that we truly get the wisdom, the knowledge that matters. We get it from him. Our guidance should come from him, because it will help us lead and serve others better. And so one of the most recent highlights in engaging with this practice has come, is directly related to Psalms 16 and 17, And as you know, as I'm reading Psalm 17 and I'm, you know, the words are, you know, jumping out at me and I'm thinking about what's standing out, I was redirected to Psalm 16. And so the verses that I want to share that were significant to me, Psalm 16, 5 through 6 says, Lord, you are my portion and my cup of blessing. You hold my future. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. Psalm 17:14 says, with your hand, Lord, save me from men of the world whose portion is in this life. You fill their bellies with what you have in store. Their sons are satisfied and they leave their surplus to their children. And I ain't gonna lie, when I was reading 17:14, I was like, huh? What are you, I'm confused, about the bellies being full with what you have in store. And so I had to kind of, okay, Lord, do I need to read another version of, this? I have the CSB, and then my Psalms study Bible, it's not a study Bible, but it's one of those books that you can get that is just, it's the entire book of Psalms, and it has a blank page after every page. So you have a lot of room to take notes and things. And so that version is a ESV. And there are other versions that I feel like the Lord has, allowed me to use, and one of them is Amplified. And so I was really confused by that part, because I was confused about the portion part, because here's the word portion again standing out to me. So it stood out to me in 16 verses 5 through 6. It stood out in chapter 17 verse 14. And so anyway, even me saying that, there was probably too much information, but even me saying that about being confused is that I really did stop and ask the questions, like we should be doing if we're engaging in this practice or not. Even aside from the practice, ask God the hard questions. I want to encourage you to do that. And I've said that in a previous video, to kind of, not speaking against it, because I have still used the tool, but using these AI tools and things, or even Google, even to ask questions about certain questions that we have. Let's just go straight to the author. This is his book. Let's ask him. Okay. So anyway, so I'm doing all the things, and portion stood out again. Okay. And so, I would say portion stood out to me the first time in chapter 16, because what was coming to my memory was about the Levites. And I have just finished reading Numbers. If you watched my previous video, you know that I was in Numbers and I finished it, and thinking about how the Lord did not give them an inheritance in the land, but he was their inheritance. He was their portion. And they were to be, kind of scattered throughout the land to serve their, Levitical duties and priestly duties. Okay, so that was the first, okay. And then getting to chapter 17, portion stood out again. And so just, sitting with it, talking to God, asking questions, waiting, the Lord helped me see, and really answering a prayer that I've had about discernment, is that personally, I can distinguish between someone that I need to have in my life by what their portion is. Which portion is priority, right? That's the question. And that's something I want you to think about, because it says it here that he is our portion. And we have a beautiful inheritance in him. And in chapter 17, he's saying, save me, Lord, from men whose portion is in this life, which will come to an end. Think about that. Okay. So going back to that, he's helped me see that I can decide, do it. And let me be clear. I'm not saying that I don't want to engage with or, you know, not speak to or have any type of relationship with someone whose priority may be at this time, their portion may be in this life. What he's saying to me and what I want to encourage you to think about is safeguarding those really close relationships, those relationships in which, you know, we want to sharpen each other, the iron sharpening iron and carrying each other's burdens, like all of those relationships that are very, very close to us, that can really influence us. We want to guard those relationships. And I even talked about in the video about, you know, spiritual development, you know, growth and maturity in relation to terms of like plant maturity in the six parts of a plant and those leaves, right? Sometimes we have to prune those leaves for our own health, spiritual health and well-being. And so we want to keep the leaves that will really help us grow and mature. And so if the person's portion is in this life, this is where they will get their reward. It's idle and it's in vain. Okay? It ain't gonna last. Now, on the other hand, if their portion or is their portion in the Lord, okay, because he holds and maintains our beautiful inheritance in eternity, and that's enough. What he gives of us is enough. That is the true reward. And I want to encourage you to really think about that. And so, going back to the inheritance discussion, even like you know, I said, or if you know, if you've read it before, they didn't inherit the land, but they really, for real, they had the primest real estate in all the land, and that was God's presence because they were so close to him, right? And so for me, communion with him, in this engaging in this Lectio Divina practice, has really been fruitful because his word has taken root in a new way that I hadn't really experienced before. Because like I said in the other, you know, part one, that I used to be a checklist person. And I've engaged in this practice before reading Psalms, but the point is going back to it again specifically has really helped me reconnect with God in a different way. Has given me more confidence, faith, trust, and hope in him and love for who he is. And he's just simply, you know, with these two Psalms, he's really just given me another useful tool in my discernment toolkit. He's given me another way to really see and understand how I can keep this relationship close or keep it at a distance until it is safe or if at all, right? And so I want to encourage you to, you know, read some of the Psalms, spend some time meditating on his word. Engaging in Lectio Divina can be fruitful if you allow it and you create the space and you create the time and you really allow the Holy Spirit to move, because just that little revelation has really helped me so much even already. And so I hope it helps you. If it's something that God wants you to use, he'll lead you to it. This is just what has helped me, and I want to share it with you as my brothers and sisters in Christ. And, you know, I've used part two to give you a specific example of that. I want to say this one last thing about it. Let it transform you. Because in this practice, we not only learn his heart, but he forms his heart into us. All right, y'all. You've been listening to Voice and Vine. As you go, may the vine keep you, and may his voice grow something new in you. Brothers and sisters, until next time, abide, speak, bear fruit.